The American River Natural History Association is pleased to present Reflections on the American River, excerpts from an American River journal, written by Peter Hayes and read by the author.
Superflower. If proof is needed that spring is upon the Sacramento Valley, look for the golden waves of mustards springing up along roadsides, in open fields, and between rows of fruit trees. Now there is a floral superstar. Mustard is early, and it's edible. It's tall, and it's tough, and above all, it's showy. Its slender stems soar up to 6 feet high, topped by clusters of flowers as yellow as daffodils. Each flower has four petals shaped like a cross, recalling the story that the European plants followed the path of the mission fathers as they moved up California, beginning in 1769. The wide-ranging mustard belongs to a big family. It has more than 2,000 cousins, including such garden flowers as sweet alyssum, candy tuft, and stock, and vegetables such as cabbage, broccoli, radish, and cauliflower. Many people gather tender young mustard greens for the dinner table, using them raw in salads or cooked like spinach for a highly nutritious vegetable. Later in the season, homemade table mustard can be made by grinding wild mustard seeds and adding water or vinegar to produce a paste. So let's salute the yellow mustard, wildflower, herb, vegetable, or weed, on its return to the valley landscape.
Experience the American River for yourself. Visit the Effie Yaw Nature Center in Ansel Hoffman Park in Carmichael. And find the American River Natural History Association online at arnha.org.